Hello, everybody. Welcome to Barnegie Hall. And for those of you who've never been here, this is, we use this barn, this concert hall to help support Music on a Mission, which is a nonprofit where we take the benefits of music to people with different needs of all ages. And Project Drew is one program of Music on a Mission. So today we're concentrating on Drew and our veterans. And this is so wonderful to see all the veterans who have participated in the past come back to support the new participants. That's one of our goals, is to increase social support. We want to connect you to us and to each other, and that's what you do by having you here. And so, first of all, if you're able and you're a veteran, please stand so we can recognize you. Thank you. Thank you for your service. And I always say this, but it's always true. It blows my mind that you all go and have these extraordinary experiences and do these unbelievable things, and then you come home and walk among us like normal people. So we have a few things, but before I forget, I just have a couple announcements that I want to not forget. And one is that one of our dear friends and Drew participant passed away in December, Bill Royer. Yes. And his wife, can you hold this up, left us this wheel cover that needs to be for a veteran, and anybody is welcome to it. If you can, this went on his Jeep. But anybody that wants it, please see me after. And thanks, Mike. Okay, the other thing is that I want to make an announcement is that one of our songwriters today, Zach Aaron, he's a songwriter. He's from Texas. He's a veteran. And he's a rodeo rider. And he's doing a show tonight at 7, and you all are welcome to come as our guests at 7 o'clock to see Zach. So I want to make sure I say that. Oh, there's Zach. And Lori will be, his dog will be performing with him tonight. So the other thing is, when I was talking about social support and coming back to see us and each other and support each other, we have 3-4 out-of-towners that come back once or twice a year. One of them was Drew's commander, and others that served with him or knew him. And they come back and hang out with us for the weekend, and I can't even tell you how much that means to me. And Drew's commander, Chris Robichaud, is going to just say a few words, if that's possible. We'll see how likely that is.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Roby. I'm a washed up Green Beret, or a has been, probably more appropriately. Washed up. Thank you, Marilyn, and Mike and Jim, for what you do and the legacy of Drew. I can't think of, if you knew Drew and his panache for the arts, particularly the performing arts, you would know that there's probably no better way to honor his legacy than through a venue like this, especially in the scope of giving veterans an outlet to express themselves, you know, through partnership with songwriters and performers. So thank you guys. And can you guys join me in a round of applause for what they do here?
Thank
not done.
Oh, I didn't think so.
So I've had an opportunity to do this a few times, and every time I try to, it's not hard, to tell a story about Drew so you can have a little bit more of a personal connection to the amazing man that he was and he continues to be through his legacy. And I think what I'd like to explain about what Drew did in the Army. So Drew was a Green Beret, and he was the best among us. And his job as a Green Beret, in addition to of what a lot of the other special operations units do, and people have Hollywood images that may conjure up, like shooting bad guys or hiding in the woods or sabotage missions, reconnaissance, hostage rescue. So all of special operations do that, but the thing that is unique to the Green Beret community and that we take a lot of pride on, and which Drew was incredibly good at, is we go through additional training to learn a culture and a language with the intent that we would use that capability, well, according to doctrine, to sneak into a country, to blend in, and then build a resistance force, and then encourage that resistance force through, well, we call it Jedi mind tricking, you know, like, your government is bad. And they're like, yeah, our government is bad. And like, your taxes are out of control. Yeah, our taxes are out of control. And then we build up some momentum, and then we arm them, train them, equip them, and continue to inspire them and lead them on subversive and sabotage activities against, you know, a government that's not in our and our allies' best interest, which we may see some of that real time in the next few days. But that's the unique part of the Green Beret mission. In addition to what everybody else did, that is the core mission of the Green Berets. And that tied in directly to how and what Drew and his team, including another team leader that served alongside Drew, and then Enon being a key figure on that team, they were tasked with embedding with Afghan SWAT teams or special police commando teams. And by integrating with them and living with them, eating with them, training them, and then going on missions and advising them on kinetic missions to go capture, kill bad guys, that was their mission. And Drew led 11 other amazing Green Berets that we have the fortune of having come here from time to time. This amazing tribute to him in the foyer has pictures of the rest of the team, and you might see Enon in there, and just some of the heroes in my life. And Drew led them. He led them not only through his expertise in the doctrine and of being a military officer and as being an officer in the Green Berets, but I think Drew's superpower was his charm, and how he could inspire a group of people that are already high performers. And he did it in a way that wasn't a traditional leadership role. It's a leadership role, but it seemed like he wanted to be a provider for his guys. He would give guidance, but he had a full appreciation that the other 11 Green Beret professionals on his team knew more than he did, right? As officers, you come into a team that's already working and they're already specialists. And that burden of being a Green Beret commander is really heavy. How do you lead men that already know more than you do? And he did it primarily through his charm and having a genuine concern for the welfare of his guys. And again, those guys are pictured out there. So that designation was ODA, Operational Detachment Alpha 026, zero annotating 10th group, and then two being Bravo Company. Oh, then they went through the naming convention changed. Anyways, it was 2-6 out of Stuttgart, Germany was our unit. And then when we deployed, we were Task Force 10, C-SOTIF 10. Anyways, that's a little background about Drew, and just something I can attest to because I had the honor of my lifetime working alongside him and guys like him. So I thought I'd put that in context. Thank you guys very much. Thanks.
So Drew stands for Delivering Restorative Energy to Our Warriors, and it's named in honor and memory of Captain Drew Ferguson, who died by suicide in 2017. And so Project Drew gives veterans a unique way to tell their story and reconnect with communities. And we believe that we could try to share their history and learn from them. It's such an honor to meet our veterans and learn and see how what they've done and how they've learned it. And so I'm so proud of, Mike's going to talk more about the workshop and the weekend, but I am so proud of our songwriters. Our songwriters are the best, and they make this program successful, and their talent and compassion and listening skills, they just connect with the veterans, and it doesn't matter their age or anything that compared to the veteran, they just connect and transmit heart to heart and soul to soul. So now Mike's going to talk a little bit about the weekend, what we did, right?
Yes. All set. Yeah. Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Mike Winnan. I'm Drew's cousin, and I'm fortunate to be part of the Project Drew team. Following Marilyn and Roby, what else? Tough acts to follow. What else can I tell you? And I could talk all day about my cousin Drew, but you should know that he was a Northeast Ohio native. He grew up right here in town, and he had quite a career in the military. But he was also a poet and a painter and a songwriter. And some of his guys mentioned that, you know, they didn't know that, because had they known that, he probably would have taken a ribbing or two here and there. But just to describe to you what we do in these workshops, this is our 37th workshop, believe it or not. So we've served over 200 veterans from conflicts from World War II all the way to all the modern conflicts these days. And what we do is we circle up here Saturday morning, and Marilyn has already tried to get to know the vets a little bit, and she knows our songwriters pretty well, and she's got a magic process that she won't tell anybody about. I don't even know what she does, and it works really well. She pairs veterans and songwriters that just she thinks will make a good fit together. But we circle up and do brief introductions. What are we here to do this weekend? And then they just take the afternoon to share the space and tell us a story of their service, the story that they want to tell. And what I shared with our vets yesterday, and we'll share with you today too, is there is no prescription for this workshop. We don't necessarily want to say, like, you know, this is to come here and heal or to mourn or grieve or any of those things. And that may happen, and it's wonderful. And we hope that it's helpful and restorative. But we want our vets to tell us the story that they want to tell. This is important for us to hear their story. I wrote a song for my cousin Drew. We've played it here many times, and it's a tribute really to Drew and all our vets. And the chorus includes, "I don't know your pain. I can never know that. We don't know your pain. I will speak your name," and we get to speak Drew's name every time we talk about Project Drew and delivering restorative energy to our warriors. "I can listen and be strong," which is so important for just us to just sit and listen. And be strong to help to hear those stories and carry them with us. "And I will sing your song." So we just that's part of the tribute, is that we'll sing your song, and we hope that others can connect with your story by hearing your song. So that's what we're here to do today. We come back, it's a day later now, and we have sprung forward, unfortunately. The clocks are off. What time is it? And we're going to perform these songs for the first time and record them. And I can tell you that it's not easy. So we are really appreciative of our songwriters for their courage and their talents. And we've got a great space here to do that. And Curtis and Jim do a great job on sound. So on a tactical note, I always take out my phone. I invite you to do the same and kill it or, you know, silence it, whatever you may. You know, people like to take photos. It's great. Please don't do flash photography. But also, don't worry if there's some stray noise or your phone goes off, whatever. Curtis and team do a great job of, you know, it won't end up on the recording. But yeah, I like to just kind of do that and tune in. Let these songs take you where they may. these experiences can be the full gamut of the human experience, which, you know, sometimes really heavy and sad, sometimes joyful and hopeful, sometimes bizarre and funny. Just go with that and feel that music. Finally, if you have participated, so we got a mural like this of our logo in the lobby, and our vets and songwriters have signed it when they've joined us. It's kind of a cool thing we got going, so please do that if you haven't already. And that logo, just a brief comment about it. That's built based on Drew's artwork. So the painting of the flag he called America is an upside down flag, and the drum metaphor for his heart based on the poem he wrote called "This Is My Drum," and then the two drumsticks are symbolic of the songwriter and the veteran coming together in our workshops. And they're clocked at, like, looks like 1 o'clock or 1300 hours to pay tribute to Drew's moniker, the 13th Warrior. He graduated as the 13th in the nation in his ROTC class. So it all ties it together in our logo. And finally, I'll just say, as Marilyn mentioned, we love when our vets come back to visit us. It was really special, guys, to hang out last night. We stayed up to the wee hours of the morning playing music. And Drew was hanging with us. So Roby and Enon and Steven and Travis, it was really cool to just share this space with you and with Drew. So I thank you for that.
Okay, so on with the songs. Our very first one is super special. They're all super special, don't get me wrong. And it's an honor always to meet our veterans. But we're starting with Art Gelbart, who was a Holocaust survivor. And as a teenager. And when his camp was liberated, he came to the United States and joined the Army. So we've got him for two things. Tracy Marie is going to do his song. Tracy?